Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. For obvious reasons, biologists are intently studying animals that can regenerate lost body parts. But as Rebecca Fisher, associate professor of life sciences at the University of Arizona, reveals, many times a regenerated part is never quite the same.
Annal lizards are the Darwin's finches of the reptiles, with over 400 documented species. Living in the southeastern U.S. and around the Caribbean basin, annals occupy a diverse array of microhabitats in the forest canopy and adjacent grasslands. Annals are a model for adaptive radiation, with species invading new territory and evolving rapidly to exploit different habitats. This process has been most clearly documented in island annals, which exhibit correlations between specific body shapes, behaviors, and microhabitats. In addition to serving as a model for evolutionary biology, annals are also excellent animals for studies of regeneration. Like many other lizard species, annals are capable of self-amputating their tails to escape predators. A period of regeneration follows, eventually giving rise to a new tail. Building on the recent genome sequencing of the green annal, scientists are now poised to investigate the genes and mechanisms responsible for the regeneration of cartilage, muscle, tendon, and nervous tissue. We've assembled an interdisciplinary team of scientists in Arizona to analyze tail regeneration in the green annal and related species. While the green annal tail consists of interlocking bones and short muscle fibers, the regenerated tail houses a single cartilaginous rod with elongated muscles. As annals are capable of regenerating a wide array of tissues, such as spinal cord, muscle, and cartilage, studying these processes may lead to future therapies for spinal cord injuries and degenerative diseases such as arthritis.
That was Rebecca Fisher of the University of Arizona. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. So